Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a Victory Tuesday, heading into the bye week. Also a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Patriots win 33-15. For many, it was a statement game. Fitzy, an emphatic win filled with plays in all three phases. And I think that's how you and I are choosing to take it, how we chose to take it last night on the Six Rings postgame show, or this morning, depending on how you want to look at it. But there are still those out there that are, and I don't even know if they're Patriots fans or trolls or Giants fans, that are undercutting the victory, undercutting the performance.
I'm pretty sure 11-2 is supposed to beat 2-11. That's kind of how it works.
Wait, what about a Giants team that, you know, blew all these fourth quarter leads against good football teams, and Bo Nix had to have like a historic comeback to win it? Is that better than just controlling the game wire to wire and cruising to victory?
Yeah, and Bo Nix had to also do that at home, where the Broncos are supposed to be untouchable and unbeatable. 52-80, it says on their helmet, a mile high in the sky. Well, the Patriots were playing in a freezing cold game on Monday night where the conditions were supposed to be level like the playing field, and they dominated. I wonder, was there ever any thought, like the Pats are up 17-0, 30-7 at the half, was there ever any thought like, should we try to win this like 56-15? You know, it was 33-15 final. Does this team have that killer instinct in them, or do you think that they don't want to like put that out there? Like, uh-oh, the Patriots, they're going scorched earth. People are going to want to get back at them.
Yeah, I don't know that, A, they have that killer instinct, but more importantly, I don't know if they're that talented. Like, no disrespect to them. They're having a phenomenal season, but it isn't exactly Brady to Moss and Welker where we realize, oh my God, the one wide receiver is arguably one of the three greatest ever play the game. The other guy is the greatest slot receiver to ever play the game. The quarterback is the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. You're not exactly on that mid-prime career 2007 Brady, Moss, Welker level yet that team had. Also, by the way, flip that side to the Mike Vrabel-led defense and all the veterans they had on that side of the ball.
Yeah, that was his one all-pro season, no less.
Oh, yeah, 12 sacks. He took full advantage of the big leads and the runaway victories and pinned his ear back and that whole thing. They're just, in my opinion, not on that level, and they shouldn't be. They're in year one with Mike Vrabel and Drake May and many of these players. It's like, you know, we forget about that at sometimes because it has gotten so good and they have been so dominant and so successful week after week. We forget this isn't supposed to be this good this fast.
No. Again, 8-9 would have been great. A winning record would have been like seismic around here. Like, oh, the Pats are back. Like, the ship has been turned around. They've chartered a new course for success. It's going to be fun to be a Pats fan for the next decade plus. Not now. Poor me. Now I have to start thinking about going to the Super Bowl every other year for the next decade or 15 years. Wow. First world football problems. They're a real bitch, aren't they?
I mean, we've reassessed our expectations along the way, and we'll get into some of that with Coach Vrabel, who was asked that this morning on the Greg Hill Show. But, you know, it became, well, you know what? If they don't make the playoffs, I'm going to be disappointed. And then it's, if they don't win the division, I'm going to be disappointed. If they don't win 13 games, I'm going to be disappointed. Well, you know what it is now? If they're not the number one seed, I'm going to be disappointed. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be the number one seed. They shouldn't have a bye to open the postseason. They shouldn't open the playoffs at home in the divisional round. That's how far the expectations have been altered or recalibrated for this football team. That being said, I also don't think you can just say, oh, you know, they're up 30-7 at halftime. You should double it and they should win 60-14. They're not really in that landscape just yet. Also not sure if they're in that mentality. I'm not sure they're looking to go scorched earth because of scandals and leagues and things of that nature.
I don't think they want to do that. That's not it. That, you know, Vrabel probably preached all week long, go hit the bleep out of somebody, prove that you're the tougher team and send a message to not just the Giants, but the next four teams they play in the regular season and beyond. I can see that because he was, you know, defensive player, awesome, badass, hardo. He's not a scorched earth guy. Like, unless there's a point to prove or somebody embarrassed or tried to one up on them, he won't forget. Like, that's when he'll play that card, but not just like, oh, hey, let's beat the Giants by 50 tonight just because.
Yeah, and whatever was going on early when it did look like they wanted to be physical, wanted to prove a point, wanted to hit Jackson Dart and company very hard and very often, I don't think it was prove a point by beating them by 30 or 40 or 50 on the scoreboard, because I do think Vrabel has that in him. You cross him the right way, I do think there's a future game where we will probably be talking about that, but I don't think this was that night. I'll tell you what night it was, though. It was the night that Drake May got back on the MVP path. You know, after we talked about yesterday, Matthew Stafford had a down game. The Rams lose to the Panthers. He throws two picks, has a fumble. Oh, and Drake May conveniently is on Monday Night Football for all the field, all the world to watch. And he goes out there and he goes 24 of 31, 282 with two touchdowns, no interceptions, 126 passer rating in an easy win, has a couple, I don't even know if we call them recruitment videos anymore. They're just do what he do, playmaking, drops it in the bucket for Kyle Williams, drops it in the bucket for Kayshon Booty, other beautiful throws along the way. And he's starting to build up the SID numbers, Fitzy. So you want one, I'll give you your choice. Do you want Brady-related or Marino-related first?
You know, we don't hear much about Marino around these parts anymore, so unless we're talking about wool sweaters, I'll take the Marino.
Okay, QBs to win 10 straight games with an 80-plus passer rating in a single season prior to the age of 24 since 1950. That list includes Hall of Famer Dan Marino and Drake May. End of list. Hard stop. So wow. Doing Marino early career things, and remember, Marino went to the Super Bowl in his second season in Miami. Marino started that Hall of Fame career hot and bothered. So let's go to, from ESPN's research, Drake May's TD pass to Kyle Williams was his 11th against the Blitz this season. His 11 TDs against the Blitz are tied with Tom Brady, 2016, for the most in a season by a Patriots QB over the last 10 seasons. Oh, so you're going to pressure Drake May because he's so poised. He's too poised. You should probably blitz him and see what happens. Yeah. His poise comes out into a touchdown pass for you. And that Kyle Williams one, we may get into this later, was weird that it was never reviewed because there has been a lot of uproar today. I don't know if you've paid attention to, was he in? Was he not in? Was that back foot down? Did he catch it?
The first foot wasn't, I don't think the first foot was in by the time that he garnered possession. Then you get the left foot in, but then the right foot comes down just after the knee touches out of bounds. I, for one, like many last night, thought, yeah, that should come back. But it didn't, and guess what? I am now, as I was then, okay with it.
And if you go, now it's official. You go to the official game book. You know what it says? It says touchdown, Kyle touchdown. Williams. Doesn't say anything about review, upheld, his foot, his knee, possession. Nope, it says touchdown. It goes down in the stat sheet. Drake May completed 6 of 8 passes. Beyond 10 air yards for 117 yards and a touchdown in week 13. He has completed a league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
league leading 88 passes of more than 10 air yards on the season for 1,865 yards, 200 more yards than any other quarterback on passes down the field. That is just another example of, as Jason McCourty said, the best downfield passer he's ever seen. And that continued last night. What was the temperature? Was it in the 20s?
It was chilly.
Yeah, so idiots like me on the radio can put away the Drake May needs to prove that he can throw in cold weather questions. Probably done with those, right? Right? Now I can just fixate on snow.
I don't think we need to lead with questions about the weather or his ability to play in icy temperatures that are unfamiliar to his North Carolina upbringing, because homeboy last night was out there in a jersey, no sleeves, no Tom Brady scuba suit, gripping and ripping and absolutely flinging and slinging from Jump Street.
And we can ask him about it, and we are awaiting Drake May on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. We can absolutely ask him about it, but I felt like that was intentional. You know the high school football coach on Thanksgiving Day in the snow who has shorts on because he's the hardo of the staff?
Yeah.
Felt like there was an intention to Drake May being out there in whatever it was, 20-something degrees, 20-degree wind chill, with no gloves on, no long sleeves, none of that. I thought that was intentional as he continues to kind of create who he is as an NFL passer and a Patriots quarterback.
Yeah, I needed hand warmers at home just thinking about how cold that would be for 3+ hours, but didn't bother him, you know. And then there he is afterwards, like just doing a post game interview on ESPN with like a knit cap on, Gonzo coming up, just like patting him on the jersey, keeping him clean. Like he's, I get it, man. It's just another day where I woke up and thought, man, it is so wonderful just knowing how much this annoys fans of the AFC East and mostly just NFL fans at large. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, how about this stat? You like this one? Last night was Drake May's sixth game this season, completing at least 75% of his passes. I wanted that to, that's three out of every four in case, you know, in the old days it used to be good if you completed 60-something percent. 75% of his passes while throwing two or more touchdowns. That ties Matt Ryan for the third most such games in a season in NFL history. Ryan did it in 2016. And carry the way, Drake May still has how many games left? Has he still got four games left? Still got time to add to that list. And I feel like the whole idea that he hasn't thrown for 300 yards is very much balanced out by all these other stats, right? Can we put away the 300-yard thing? It's stupid. Isn't it, in a way, more impressive that he leads the NFL in passing yards, which I think he does. Probably should have checked it before I said it. But anyway, without going over 300 yards, like just doing it with like a nice consistent 260 to 280.
He led the NFL before last night's game, Andy. So methinks he kind of padded the stats.
Thank you, Fitzy. But he's done it without, where's that outlier game? That 475 and four touched. No, he doesn't have it. He's just going to hit you for 260 to 280 every damn time he takes the field. So put away the 300 yards. So all that is to say this, Fitzy, is the Patriots quarterback the best quarterback in football? Like, have we settled on he's literally the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
He is playing, I would say right now it's a Matt Stafford, Drake May, Dak Prescott, three-headed monster. That's the Olympic medal stand, and each week it goes back and forth between the three. But the fact, I don't need him to be definitively the best quarterback, and there's no question about it, and it's going to be this way for forever. The fact that he, like, we wanted him to finish the season. Go back to July and August. Check the tapes. I think we wanted him to finish top 10, top 12. That would have been great. Like, oh, he's an upper-tier quarterback. He's moved out of the 20s. He's in the top 10 now. That's amazing. He's a top three quarterback each and every week, even when he's not at his best. That is absolutely bananas.
Dan Ball?
Good afternoon, boys.
Hi.
And Drake May is both having the best season and currently the best quarterback in football right now. He's not the greatest, because that's an achievement-based statistic or mantle that you get, but he is certainly the best quarterback in football right now.
And he's playing the game in a way that is strangely calm. Is the way I would look at it. I thought one of the takeaways from last night was first-year quarterback with a lot of physical ability, can run, can throw, can make plays, can be competitive, who looked frenetic out there, who looked scatterbrained at times, whatever you want to call it, who probably looked a little bit more like Drake May last year. And then Drake May, who We're going to get into this. Played behind two backup offensive linemen. Played behind a center who was added to the injury report because he was sick that day. Against a defense that was trying to come after him, trying to get hits on him, even though one of their supposed better pass rushers was benched for the second time this year.
Yeah, do we know exactly why, or do we want to? I mean, it's not for me to speculate, but
want me to say because he's a dink? Because I'll say it's because he's a dink. And
interesting other rumors that were circulating.
Yeah, I don't buy those. I think that's fake crap on Twitter, as always. Mm-hmm. But I think thank God for unanswered prayers, because I think all of you people, including me people, would have taken Abdul Carter over Will Campbell if he fell to the four spot. Like, I think there were a lot of people that loved Abdul Carter, and the Abdul Carter you're seeing now in New York has some ability, no question about that. I don't think that Abdul Carter would have fit on this Patriots football team. I don't think he has
the
vibes.
Or would he be like, or would all of a sudden be like, Abdul Carter, model citizen,
nope.
Foot injury be damned.
No, I saw enough of what I need to see with him last night saying bleep happens. That's why I didn't start. And I believe he had like a Darth Vader diamond encrusted big old like pendant thing hanging from his neck. So among those very good things that happened, Abdul Carter didn't fall to you at number four to make it a more difficult decision to take Will Campbell, who has been part of the story of the Patriots. 617-779-7937. Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL? And is Drake May the best quarterback in the NFL? Not the greatest, Dan Ball said. The best. Playing the best is the best right now. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to await the arrival of Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. Up next, we'll continue to break down the victory here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.